you doing? I'm your talker Tanner, the AC Stories, and manga can only be read right to left, and that is my otakutainment opinion. Now, before I continue and really get into the meat of what this video is going to be, I want to say everything I'm about to say is not to discourage anyone from making anything. I want everyone to keep making what their stuff is. I just want you to be aware of what you are making. You don't have to call comics that are read left to right manga just because you want to, just because they have a similar style as manga, because you got influenced. There's a whole lot of things I'm going to be saying, but it's not to discourage anyone. It's just to make people think about what they are making. For literal months at this point, I have been bugged by this thing that I never thought I would actually have to confront or talk about, which is I started seeing comics pop up that are read left to right that are being called manga. And I was like, that makes no sense. Who are these people? I never thought I would need to actually ever tell or confront someone and be like, that's not manga. Because manga, it should be known by everyone that it is read right to left. And I was like, is there something I'm missing? So I wanted to talk to these people because I liked their art style. It's obviously influenced by manga. A lot of it, I would say, even would pass for manga. It's very good. The paneling, very similar. But it's read from left to right, which I didn't understand. Why go through all that work if you're going to just switch it at that last moment? I don't know. I don't get it. So, me just trying to be curious and actually get to know what's going on. Try talking to these people. Get in and talk with them to figure out what's going on. Maybe I missed something. There's new trends. I don't keep up with stuff that's going on the internet. So, I was like, something's going on that I'm not aware of. I need to get down to it. Just out of curiosity and stay up to date with what's going on in this industry. Because, I don't know, do my due diligence, I guess. And just talk to people because that's important for me. So I tried and I got no answers. I kept striking out. I emailed. If I couldn't find an email, I would try to message them. I did it all privately. I wasn't going to just feel like I was being a dick and call them out in public and be like, that's not manga. It's not left to right. It's not supposed to be like that. Manga is only right to left. So I messaged him privately. I tried being as professional as I can, explained who I was, that I appreciated the work, because I do. I appreciate the work. There's that one question, why I left right. No answers from individuals, from actual groups, except for one. I got one person to answer me, and it was barely an answer. Then I got blocked. So, because I kept digging, and people don't like to be questioned. The only thing I could get out of this person, I'm not going to promote anyone. I'm also not going to throw anyone in the fire because, like I said, their stuff is good. It's just my problem with them using the term manga when it's left to right. Okay, so I was asking why left to right. I told them I liked what they made. I liked the art style. It's very like manga like the paneling's good, but why left to right when manga is right to left? And the answer was because Americans read left to right, and this person wanted to cater to an American audience. So then I was like, why cater to American audience? Why call it manga if it's catered to American audience? Because for one thing, if it's for American audience, then call it American comics, call it a graphic novel. If you're catering to an audience that already knows the term manga, then they would be smart enough to know, or they would already be used to reading it from right to left. And I tried saying this, that's when I got blocked. No answer after that. So I don't know still why this would happen. If it's just to cater an American audience, but why? But are you saying Americans are too stupid? Which, okay, let's be fair. But I started reading manga while I was in elementary school. I had no problem with it. I picked up right away because it says in the back, it's read right to left. And I was like, easy enough. Here's a diagram. Cool. I'm fourth, fifth grade. Easy enough for me to do. I felt like I was smart as a kid. I'm still a dumb kid. Still figured it out. And then here's another thing I'm seeing is with these, if you're assuming Americans read left to right, why do you have to point out that this manga is read left to right? Because that should be the assumption that that's already happening. And that's what I kept seeing is they have to say, oh, this is read left to right. Why? So you already know. You know manga is read right to left. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to say it's read left to right. It makes no sense to me. So, it opened up more and more questions. And over my head, for months now, I've just been arguing with myself because I can't argue with real people. Nobody's talking to me. I want people to talk to me. So, I've been arguing with myself. I'll make a point, and then, like, well, this is why. So, these are the points, and these are going to be why. First off, I don't think you have to be Japanese to make manga. That's a lot of criticism I see for, like, non-Japanese people making mangas. Oh, you can only make manga if you're Japanese. No, you don't have to be, but it is harder. Manga is what it is today because of Japanese culture. But cultures all throughout the world, and entertainment especially coming from them, is getting just globally. Everything's spreading all around all different cultures, all different countries, all different people. Globalization, it's a thing. It's a big thing. And it's made to look like a bad thing. And even when I was going into school in my master's, a lot of the discussions we have is why globalization is bad. And I think a lot of it is getting mixed up or interchanging with westernization. I think the westernization I'm not too fond of it. I'm not crazy about that. It's kind of, it feels like it's being forced onto other cultures, but it's also something you can't change because it is happening. And it's not always being forced. So I have to, like, step away and be like, westernization naturally happening isn't bad. Yeah, it's being forced because America, all those European countries that went and colonized the world, that was being forced on them. Now, not as much, kind of still, but the parts that aren't bad. Globalization, on the other hand, isn't just westernization. It's a lot of people all over the world coming, and that's why me in the United States is still getting manga, reading it. It's from Japan, probably has roots even further back, maybe from China, where manga originally started. There's theories, but it's old. But the reason manga is what it is today is because of Japanese culture. So, no, you don't have to be Japanese to make manga anymore. It's just going to be harder. And if you try to take the Japanese culture away, if you completely have no idea about anything Japanese and you're only trying to make manga based off of other manga, then you're just replicating other manga. And that's why, which could be a whole nother topic of discussion, it will be in a different video, is you're just replicating something that already exists, and that's why it feels like people are running out of ideas. Same tropes used over and over again, and that's all you're doing, is you're just using tropes you're seeing and making something that pretty much already exists. You're just making it look a little different, which is also bugging me. But so in order for people not Japanese to make manga, you kind of have to realize you can't try to force Japanese culture into it, even though that is what makes it manga. In order for it to be good story, good something, you have to incorporate your own kind of culture, your own kind of self into a story to make it good. But that's a whole different topic, and something I'm going to touch on again later. So another point that I've seen used is manga is just a Japanese word for comic, so it doesn't matter what the comics are, which makes no sense because it is more than that. Otherwise, there wouldn't be this argument of a manga style. Yeah, manga is comics in Japan. Sure. But if that was the case, then why would non-Japanese people need to be using the word manga if you're just saying, well, it's just comics. It's just a Japanese word for comics. Yeah, but you know what comics is? An English word for comics. You know, you are someone who speaks English. So if it's just comics, just call it comics. Unless you acknowledge there is something else to manga that makes it manga. Because there is. I don't know why that's coming for. I already said, it's a whole culture thing from the art style, the way it's read, the paneling, the jokes, the tropes, the settings a lot of times. It all is based in Japanese culture. But with the, like I said, globalization, it doesn't always have to be now. The most important part of what I'm saying is it's read right to left. It's the most distinctive feature. Yeah, the art is very manga style. I am not an art person. I can only be like, look at something and be like, oh yeah, that definitely reminds me of manga or anime. It's that kind of style. You can look at something like manga and be like, yeah, that's kind of a manga style. American comics. It's like, sure, yeah. But the art still varies. You can look at Manga Plus. It's mainly shonen, but on that app alone, you can see it from the top of my head, three very drastically different art styles. Some of them barely look Japanese, I guess. Maybe all look Japanese, but don't all look like shonen manga. But they're all definitely manga. I can look at all of them and be like, oh yeah, that looks like it would be manga compared to anything else. So the art can vary. Now, there's also the thing of, well, manga is black and white. That's one of the things when I ask other people who are just casual readers, I guess, know about manga but don't know too much. They'll be like, oh yeah, manga's black and white. Well, sure, manga is most of the time in black and white, but there can be some color involved. Especially, I've been seeing it more and more. There's just been color accents and stuff. Here's the other thing. There's been full color editions of manga series. So now what? It's not manga anymore because it's not in black and white? Not that point. Here's the other thing. There's a bunch of American comics and graphic novels that are also in black and white. One of the most probably well-known series, The Walking Dead. That's black and white. That's definitely not manga. So that point also falls flat. You know what I haven't been able to find? And there might be other things out there. It being read right to left. There aren't really, unless there's like, I don't know, some avant-garde kind of other comics from other places or whatever. There's not other things being read right to left except for manga. It makes it so distinct. And if it is being read right to left, it is being acknowledged that it is also manga. And yeah, the writing system of Japanese is what makes it being read right to left. Technically, in manga, it's read down and then right to left. So, I will give it this point. Yeah, we read in English, we read left to right naturally. So, if you're going to make an original manga, originally in English, then natural tendency would say left to right because that's what it is. We're not making it in Japanese first, so you could just make it left right. But then that still doesn't make any sense as people are already used to manga being right to left. There's already other comics that are left to right. Why call it manga? It makes no sense to me. With these points and me trying to make sense of them and pretty much being like, oh, it makes no sense. I still don't understand why people are doing this. What are the alternatives? And because there is, you don't want to call it a graphic novel, you don't want to say it's American comics. Well, here's a newer term. I don't know how new it is. It's something I've came up with more in the past few months, or been seeing more of it in the past few months, which is probably how it led me to this. Is there's a term called mana, M-A-N-A-A, and I've read some, I've already reviewed one, and I like the term. Because it acknowledges the fact that, yeah, this is inspired by manga. It can be read right to left or left to right. And it's manga in, you know, Western, in the United States. I don't know if it's only supposed to be United States, but it acknowledges there's a cultural difference. There's other things besides just art, besides just paneling, language, that affects what it is and why it's going to be what it is. And this is why I was bringing up, there's cultural things that make it manga. Well, if there's also differences that might not make it manga. It could be mana. It's the influence of Japanese culture into a Western cultural influence. And you see this a lot. And I've been looking into other... And I've been looking into these series that are being read left to right. And the art. Yeah, obviously inspired by Japanese manga. But you know what else I see a lot of inspiration from? American comics. There's an art style people get used to seeing that they're going to incorporate subconsciously. A lot of superhero inspiration I see, or a lot of like Cartoon Network kind of animation style I see in a lot of these left to right comics being called manga. So it's just something you can't escape, and that's why I like the term mana, because it's aware of what it is. And that's why I said, this isn't to discourage people. It's to make people aware of what they are making. Because it doesn't have to be manga to be good, to be enjoyable. I don't read only manga. I read all kinds of stuff. I have so many bookshelves behind me that are just full of all kinds of stuff. It doesn't have to be manga. I like the term mana. So if you're one of these people writing comics left to right and want it to be manga, it's not, but it can be mana. Spread that term around. I like it. I like what it's doing. And it's not the only, like, United States is not the only country or culture to do this stuff. There's Chinese manhua, there are Korean manhua, and then there's even France has manfra. So it doesn't need to be this. One example of these other things is, I'm not going to say the series, but there's one of these series I found. And from what I can tell of the art and what the story's going to be about, it's based in Seoul. It has a vertical layout. And the art style, like I said, not an art expert, but I can tell the styles between, they'll say, manhwa and manga. And it had a very manhwa style to it. Personal and read left to right. And person will still want to call it manga. Well, at this point, it's so manhwa. Why are you wanting it to be manga? Of course, I asked the person, didn't get an answer. I'm trying, it's pure curiosity I'm coming from, and people just are not wanting to acknowledge that they could be wrong. I think that's where a lot of this, me being ignored, is coming from. Look, I don't think I'm owed an answer. You don't have to talk to me, but I don't know. I'm just curious. I want to talk. And the group, there's a whole group out there. I'm not going to say who it is. A company, trying to be an emerging company who could potentially have a lot of great stories and content coming out, and is trying to foster this community and get people involved. And I was like, oh, cool. I try to join. I try to talk to people. Ignored the entire time. So don't know what kind of community that is. I guess it's for anyone that's not me. Never got an answer about anything. I try to figure out what they're doing. No, I don't know. But yeah, there's other things out there that doesn't have to be manga. Since I could not get answers that, or enough answers at least, thank you that one person that did talk to me. I tried to thank you. I don't know if you saw it after blocking me. But thank you for at least saying something to me. Those that ignore me, if you change your mind and want to, reach out to me. But I had to come to some assumptions on my own as to why people are doing this now. Maybe it's the age or generation thing. I'm late 20s. I feel like I'm right on the edge of a generation. I feel like I'm the end of millennials. So I'm thinking anyone, these people at least, are early 20s, maybe late teens, and don't remember when manga was first getting localized in the United States, and how there was companies, both anime and manga, it was just butchered in a way, and people weren't happy about it. Some manga companies were trying to make it left to right, were flipping stuff, and people weren't happy about it. and people got onto him, and they changed it. They changed it to how it is now, keeping it red right to left because that's what people want. But that's changed now, and I think it's just a generation difference. I don't know the age of these people. They all look at least in their 20s. I'm assuming younger than me. No one looked old from what I could tell. So it might just be an age, a generation difference. People who don't remember what it was like when manga was first coming to the United States and being translated into English and what a mess that was and what a mess it's left now. And there's still problems in the industry where translations aren't completely accurate. Stuff is getting cut out and we need to keep calling people out on that. But now there's people trying to create things and change what is being called manga. And I'm afraid, because I've actually been seeing it, a company that did this long ago, I don't even know if, should I call the company out? No, I won't call them out, because you probably know who I'm talking about. One of the first ones, not first ones, but someone who was doing it was the first, some of the people or the company trying to change manga from left to right is now trying to bring in creators back again, making these comics that are being called manga, even though they're left to right. And now this company who changed back to right to left is now bringing back original English comics and calling them manga, even though they're left to right. And I'm afraid other companies are going to do that because that's what the trend is starting to lean to. I don't like it. My other theory of why this is happening is because of manhwa. And or also called like webcomics, webtoons. And the site Webtoon, very popular. And I think I know more people that read Webtoon than probably read other manga online legally. And I think because Webtoons and manhwa are getting so popular, people are starting to be more inspired by that. But the term manhwa isn't that popular compared to like webcomics. But the term manga is popular, is more well known. So it's just like wires are getting crossed. They're seeing this art. They're wanting to make manhwa, but they're calling it manga because that's the term they know. A lot of these comics are also being read vertically. You don't read them page by page. And I get that a lot of this stuff is being read on the phone. But one, I hate vertical. That's a whole nother opinions video I want to make, is I don't like vertical layouts. It's weird. You miss out on double spreads, some of the coolest stuff you see in manga, which is really cool. I prefer the left to right. And when they have to turn webtoons or webcomics, manhwa, into a book, they're not doing a huge-ass scroll, which, okay, that would probably change their mind because that would be really cool. They're turning them back into books that you then have to read left to right. It makes no sense to me. And then, remember this, I have not been able to get, or I'm not going to at all, get a book, a physical book of any of these that I'm seeing. But I'm pretty sure I'm seeing physical books being sold that are laid out like manga. Like you open it from the right to left, but then you read it on the page left to right, which absolutely boggles my mind and is so fucking stupid. I know I say this isn't discourage you, but if you're one of these people, that's fucking stupid. What are you doing? That makes no sense. Why would you open it up right to left, but then read it left to right? But I haven't got a physical thing I can look at myself. I can only see it from pictures and previews and stuff, because I'm not going to waste money on that. What is going on? I don't know. It makes no sense to me. Woo. And then another point, because there's more. So many assumptions is scanlation sites. One of the things that I've seen for scanlation sites is in order to get past like copyright laws and stuff like that, so they're not detected as easily, they're flipping them so that you have to read it left to right. That way, it's not picked up that easy. And for some reason, people are so proud of stealing content and not wanting to support the things they enjoy. They use these scanlation sites, these pirating sites, to just read for free. And that's probably what they're getting, is a lot of it is left to right. And that's probably why they may think manga is supposed to be read left to right. And that's a whole nother topic I'm going to talk about one day, is if you're using these scanlation sites, these pirating sites, you're not a fan, you're not a supporter, you're a thief, and you're supporting other thieves. You think, oh, they're just doing an account. No, they're making money from it. They're not doing this because the goodness of their heart. No, they're stealing it, they're profiting from it, you're supporting it. Don't use scanlation sites. There's plenty of other free apps you can use. Even if they are a bit limiting or whatever. Manga Plus has a shit ton of stuff on it. Most of it you can read for free, even if it's read free once. But that's a whole nother topic. But I think scanlation sites are another problem. Here's another thing that is almost as boggling as then me thinking everyone should know manga is right to left, is there may be people making these that do not read manga at all. They just like the art and they like the thought of creating something and then calling it manga. Because it's a thing. I've seen a lot of authors that admit they don't read, but they write. And which makes no sense to me. What makes you want to write if you don't even want to read? And it makes no sense to me. And then it's like, that could be the same thing with these comic creators, is they may not read manga, but manga is a trendy term. They want to sell stuff, so they're going to call it manga, and they're going to imitate the art. They're going, for some reason, learn about paneling, and then make it left to right and call it manga because that's what will sell. And that's another thing, is they're wanting to call it manga, but then they're going to sell it at the price of American graphic novels or comic books, which is a lot more. It's almost, you can find some that will be twice the price of manga, of volume of manga. And I was like, yeah, okay, they're indie authors. I will understand them charging more, but not twice as much, which is ridiculous. I want to support indie creators, but I don't want to support greedy people. You're just doing this to make money. You're trying to intentionally, like, just mislead people into what you're creating, if it's intentional, which I'm not, I don't think a lot of this is intentionally people mismarketing what they have, but I think there probably is some. And no, manga is a trendy term, especially now. So I think that's a problem too. I think there's people who don't really care about manga, but are trying to make something and pass it off just for clout, for money, whatever it is. And that's the biggest shame of all, if that's the case for these people. I have talked about what I think makes manga. I have talked about why I think people are calling these comics being read left to right, and why I think they're doing it, why they're wrong for doing it. And I even gave alternative things. Mana, it can be read left to right also. It's based off of, you know, manga, the inspiration from that, and being mixed with American culture and comics and stuff like that, it can still have it. I mean, I've seen American comics written by Asian people. Well, I think the one, does that make, if say a Japanese American wrote American comics, does that just automatically make it manga? No, it's a lot more to do with culture and style and reading direction than anything else. But who ultimately, in the end, gets to decide if manga is only read right to left? Well, I would think the only person that could truly decide that is whoever coined the term manga. Yeah, wanting to just call something manga doesn't make it manga. You can't just call something whatever you want just because you want to, and that makes it true. You can't call a duck a chicken and expect that duck to be a chicken. That's not what it is. Manga is something. Somebody made the term manga with an idea of what manga is. You can't call a short story a whole novel. You can't call a movie a skit. Like, it might be similar. You can't, it's what? You can, a gorilla, chimpanzee, both primates? Sure. But manga is a type of comics, but not all comics are manga. Not all comics can be manga. So only the person who coined the term manga can decide what manga truly is. It's like the term... it's like GIF. The creator of the term said it is GIF. A lot of people say it is GIF. I like to say it is GIF because that's funny as hell to me. So I call it GIF and we move on. But I will acknowledge it is supposed to be GIF if the creator of the term said it is GIF. Okay, it's like Studio Ghibli. People want to say maybe it's Ghibli because that would make most sense. But Miyazaki even said it's supposed to be Ghibli. And like it comes from Italian. I don't know if there's like an actual history of manga that says when the term was actually coined. From what I could see, it's been a couple centuries since people have been using it. And I don't know. The actual creator may be unknown. But that's probably the only person I would 100% change my mind for. If the person came out and said, so got unburied, back alive, and was like, oh, no, manga be left to right. And it's like, okay, you got me. But there are people I would consider, like other legendary mangaka. These people who wrote these super popular series, and they'll all be old people at this point. It's hard to imagine I would consider anyone young. Yeah, I would probably consider those people's opinion, but I wouldn't be 100%. I'd be like, okay, I will think about it. But I will not trust companies. If Shonen Jump or Shueisha came out and said, oh, no, actually, manga can be left right, because I wouldn't trust them because they will switch their minds on anything if it makes them a profit. So I wouldn't trust companies, but I would trust other creators that are well-known and respected. Anyone newer, even if they have a... successful manga, I wouldn't trust your opinion yet. People who've been doing it for a really long time, for most of their lives, yeah, I probably would. The last thing is I would not want to accept, but I would have to accept, is if there was an overwhelming majority of people throughout the world that said manga can be left to right. And I've tried talking to people, not creators, people who just casually enjoy manga, what direction manga should be, and they always said right to left. But like I said, these are not the people I'm trying to talk to. These are people I'm trapping in conversations because I need a vent somehow, which is part of why I make these videos. So I would have to admit it if it became the actual overwhelming majority of people saying it. But until that happens, I'm going to not acknowledge any comic read left to right as manga. I will not do it. Manga can only be read right to left. That's my Talkutainment opinion. Now, I'll say it one more time. This is not to discourage anyone making these comics. I keep making it. Even if I would encourage anyone to make anything, even if you think you're good or bad, because I want there to be more creativity, more people making stuff and putting it out there, because I think there's a lot of stories to be told, a lot of art to be made. Just be aware of what you're making. It doesn't have to be manga. It can be mana. It could be manhwa. It could just be American comics. That's it. Or comics from wherever country you're at. Just think about it a bit. And if you want to talk to me more about it, you can. Leave a comment. Find me on social media, DAC Stories. You can even email me, which is what I try to do with people. I'm at theacstories@gmail.com. I even have a Discord if you want to join that, and we can talk a whole lot more there. Private messages, wherever you want. I want to talk to people about this. Even if you completely and very angrily disagree with me, at least talk to me. But yeah, that's going to be it. I hope people reach out to me and talk to me more about this. There's going to be plenty more Otakutainment opinions to come. I'll be doing them once a month at least. Probably shorter than this. This one's been in my head for months. Literal months. I was supposed to make it months ago. Stuff happened. Finally get around to it. But yeah, that's all I have to say about it. I do Well, I'll plug myself a little bit more. I have a Ko-fi. I want to thank my supporters on there, Vic Slab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to support me, just a few bucks or whatever, if you want to, I would greatly appreciate it, but you don't have to. I just have it as an option. So I appreciate it if you do. But that is it. If you like what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to follow what I'm doing, go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, I have been your Talkutainer, the AC Stories. Manga is only supposed to be read right to left. That's my Talkutainer opinion. Thank you so much. Bye.